所以我们往上再去翻到文字。So let's read 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 to 10. So it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered the while, making you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Okay. So, this thing is telling us about the characteristics of the devil. When you go back to the first chapter 5 verse 8, please go back. It says that be sober and be vigilant. You see, your adversary. So when we say somebody who is an adversary, what do we mean? We mean that somebody who doesn't care whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are gentle, whether you are fire, whether you are what, is against you. An adversary is an opponent. An adversary is somebody, you see, there's no good in Satan, no matter how you brandish it. That oh, so sometimes when I see people who go to madams or who go to the devil for something, sometimes I'm surprised because the devil you are going to, it's like you are going to your enemy for something. And you see, he has been your enemy since day one because God has raised you above him. So there's no way the devil is going to be smiling with you. You see, in the spiritual realm, there are perspectives or there are dimensions. And the way spirits see mortals are so different. So, the way you see things is different from the way the devil sees things and the way God sees things. I can give you an example. When Job was going through all the suffering, and Job's wife was saying, curse God and die. Curse God and die. Job's friends were saying, curse God and die. Job didn't want to do that, but he was sick and tired. So do you know what he did? He finally told God, God, right now I want you to come and answer why what is happening to me. The funny thing is, God came. But God didn't come and answer what he was doing to Job. Do you know what God did? God came to show him perspective. When God came, he said, do you know how the sun rises from the east to the west? He didn't come and say, the reason why you are going through this is because of A, B, C, D. No. That's not what God said. So we understand from that point of view that God and those spirit realms and those people in the spiritual realms, it's like you are in Ghana, but the moment you sit in the plane, you realize that Ghana is so small. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You realize that Ghana is so small. So imagine God who has the world in his palm and is looking down. So you can imagine the kind of perspective God has. So anytime you are, and funny thing about the devil is he makes sure that you don't see the perspective of God. The only way to see the perspective of God is when you are in God. So whatever God sees, you see. Please, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is the only way to see what God is seeing is when you are in God. So, I want to tell you that we are in constant battle with the devil every single day. Every single day we are fighting. And there's no day that the devil will leave you. Maybe the devil will leave you for a season. Let's see. The devil will leave you for a season, but when the devil leaves you for a season, it is not the cheap deposit, it is not back. The reason why is when he leaves you, he goes back to re-strategize. So you'll be there and be thinking, oh, this part or this month, the devil is not disturbing me. So everything is okay. No. The devil will be there and the devil will be thinking that this person has left. Why? Why is the person so serious? Okay, last. The person has overcome last. stealing. So what can I say? The devil plans. The devil doesn't just come and attack you. He sits down. The devil is an intelligent being. You get it? So today, I want us to be aware of the power we have in God for us to overcome his enemy. For us to overcome the devil, we are supposed to be aware of the power we have in God. And some of the power we have in God then is, number one, that God has given us the ability to fight the devil. Some of us don't know that, because every time the devil comes and whispers to you and tell you that this situation that you are inside, it is too big on you. That's why earlier when I was preaching or I was singing, I was telling you that anytime you begin to focus on your problem, downward, you sink. That's why the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the after and finisher of our faith. Meaning, you are not supposed to look at the other situation. You can see things happening in your life. You can see that I'm coming here and things are going bad. My finances are messing up. But the funny thing about the devil is that is what he wants you to focus on. He wants you to focus on the problem. Do you get what I'm saying? He doesn't want you to focus on God. That is what Peter did. When God Jesus Christ told him to come, he was supposed to look at Jesus and come. He was not supposed to look at the sea. So the moment Peter started walking and he started looking at Jesus, then he stepped on the sea, then he looked at one way of that charm. That is when Peter started drowning. Hallelujah. So I want us to be aware that our problems are secondary things, because God is a spirit, the devil is a spirit, and the devil is not interested in the material things you have. That the devil come and take charge of your money or your finances because he wants to enjoy your money. No, that's not what the devil wants. The devil wants one thing, which is your feet. Please, Justice, can you project something for me? Yeah, so in the spiritual world, every Christian looks like this. You might not know, but this is how you look like. Every Christian looks like this. And the Bible says in, give me Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, verse 14.
So,
when you look at this armor, each believer is supposed to be dressed like this. You should have your belt of truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, and your breastplate of righteousness, then the shoe of what's the name? Salvation, walking. Salvation. Yeah. Is it? Yes. No, the helmet of salvation, sorry. Yeah. So looking at this, what the devil does is, because we are in spiritual warfare, what the devil does is, what he wants to do is to disarm you. So imagine going to Iraq, you are going to fight, and you don't have a weapon. But we see you in your room speaking in tongues, but you are empty. You are not wearing anything. It's like you hold a gun without a bullet. So anytime you begin to pray and you begin to meditate on the word of God, the word of God in whatever you are seeing becomes what? The sword of the spirit that you use to fight. So anytime you are praying, you realize that after meditating on God's word, the prayers that you are praying or whatever you have learned is not what comes from your memory. It's what comes out from your spirit man, which is the word of God in you that enters your spirit man. Please, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So anytime you begin to speak in tongues, and anytime you begin to pray, and anytime you begin to speak in tongues, scriptures come out from your spirit man. And that scripture, that particular scripture, is the scripture that you use to fight that particular warfare that you are inside. So that becomes the particular sword of the spirit used to fight whatever you are doing. So you can't be fighting and be praying and you be saying John 10:30, Jesus wept. No. When you are praying and you are speaking in tongues, and God will bring the scriptures that are already inside your spirit man, and that becomes the weapon of the spirit that you use to fight. And now, do you know what the devil does? The devil makes sure that that sword of the spirit that you have, which is the word of God in you, you don't even have it. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. So that the more you keep on studying, the more you are keeping the word inside you. That is why, so the more you are studying, you are not memorizing the word, you are meditating on those words, and those things just keep on entering your spirit man. Then anytime you are engaged in the warfare, it comes out as a weapon for you to fight. Else you'll be holding a gun without bullet. And when your enemy finds out that you have a gun without bullet, you are dead. Yeah. And to the shield of faith, what the devil does is that he knows that the best way you can run away from the devil, or you can, the Bible says that use the shield of faith to defend against the fiery darts of the devil. So the devil knows that the best way you can defend yourself is using your shield. So the first thing the Bible, the devil attacks your faith. I want us to look at the scripture. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Continue. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith will not fail. And when thou hast converted, strengthen thy brethren. Last one. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Okay. So, you see, in this scripture, Jesus Christ was speaking to Peter and was like, you, the devil has been asking for your head. Not to deal. Some of us that are here, the devil goes to God. This thing we saw in the Bible, that God went into Satan went to heaven to go and inquire about you. It is something the devil does because he's the accuser of the brethren. Please, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
It is something the devil does because he's the accuser of the brethren. So the Bible said that Jesus Christ was telling him that you, after death, the devil is planning to sift you. How many of you have been to the village where they sift maize and wheat? they shake you. The devil wants to see. He wants to shake you to the extent that. That's why when you encounter problems in life, you should know that you are in the shaking. The devil is shaking you. So that the devil only wants one thing from you, that at the end of the day, your faith will be lost. But do you know what Jesus Christ said? Jesus Christ said, I am praying for you. And that's the hope we have in Jesus Christ as our high priest. Because he keeps on interceding and praying for us every time. So sometimes we know, Jesus Christ knows that we are human beings and we cannot be praying every time. So as Jesus Christ is there, he's saying that he is interceding on your behalf, praying for you day and night. So he was telling Simon that the devil is shaking you. So as you are there, you encounter tribulations, you encounter, then you are going to pass your exam now, then something will happen. Or you see the door of victory right in front of your eyes. Then before you will lay hold of the door and something happens. It is the devil. It is the devil. And that is all he wants. And he wants to take only one thing, which is your faith. And he knows that when he takes your faith away from you, he has left you defenseless. When you start saying, I'm sick and tired, I don't believe in God again, whatever will happen will happen. I've been worshiping God so many times. Nothing's happening to me. I don't see any improvement in my life. I'm still doing this same thing. Nothing is happening. Do you know what the devil is doing? He's taking your shield for faith. And he's leaving you defenseless. And that is how the devil can attack you. And now that small problem you think you are destined. It will come in successions. Like this is happening to you, that is happening to you. Because now you don't even have anything to protect you now. Please, you get what I'm saying? Please, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So right now I want us to bring us to the awareness of the fact that we are soldiers. And we are in constant battle with the devil. And the devil has been an adversary even since the foundation of the earth. He has been an opponent. He knows himself. And God is giving priority to us. And that is what even pisses him off. That God is giving priority to his children and has left us here. Left the devil. So I want us to meditate on this and know that when we put on the full, because of time, I don't speak about the full body. I'm just speaking about it, even though all of them are important. I'm just speaking about the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit for now. So I want us to understand that when we are able to put on this hold the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit, nothing, absolutely nothing, can happen to us. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's open to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The devil is when you yourself you you will be. And the reason why I'm saying that, and how, what is the obedience you are talking about? The obedience is we putting the full body armor of God, not peace. Today you have faith, but you are not studying the word. Or today you have that and you are not doing that. So the Bible is trying to say that, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So the only way you can avenge, revenge all disobedience is when you yourself you obey. It's when you what? It's when you yourself you what? Obey. So that is what you can do to. That is what you can do to come against the devil. By putting everything, obeying the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that he orders the steps of the righteous man. Meaning, when God says, dog, step in. Dog, don't enter the store. Dog, do this. Don't do that. The Bible says that he's ordering your steps. Meaning, he's telling you that I'm the one, as I said earlier, what sees from above and perspective. So imagine you using Google Maps, and now as on Google Maps is on your phone, but you can see the whole area you are going to. So if God is giving you directions and telling you that, my dear, this place that you are passing is not good for you. That place you are passing is not good for you, because he's the one who is on top of you, who has seen that there's a pit here. And there's a pit there. But even in the scene, he has told you that you are supposed to wear what? The full armor of God. So that even those things that you are going to meet in your way, some of them are key, or should I say, they are supposed to be there. So that when you meet some of these things, when you fight the devil at every point in your life, you are supposed to move to your next level. You cannot graduate to your next level till you overcome the devil. And you see, the devil, every new devil you get to, and the new devil you meet. Yes. So you'll be like, today I have been able to overcome addiction. Or today I've been able to pray like faster this whole week. And you're so happy about it. But as I said, the devil is planning for a bigger thing. And you see, the moment you overcome the first one, he's not going to stop it. He's going to make sure that he keeps on coming at you, keep on coming at you, keep on coming at you till later you give up. But you see, we are not the one who is supposed to give up. It is the devil who is supposed to give up. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. So the devil is the one who is supposed to give up. So today I have some few, I think. I'll be ending at 12:20. I want to testify something, but I will start at 10 and 12, and it wasn't 10. So we are believing God for grace. Let's not regret it, yes. Okay. So, as I was saying earlier, last time we were leading prayer meeting with the prayer rooms, and I was telling them that the Bible has acknowledged Satan, that he's a strong man. The Bible, see, don't, sometimes some people say, I bind them if God shows you the devil. You can't be doing, I bind them, because all the people you are binding is not even him. If God shows you who you are binding. The devil is not a joke. You know, let me describe the devil for you. He was standing in God's presence, second to God in command. You think he's a small man. So the only reason why we can bind the devil is when we ourselves are in Christ and we are made strong. So meaning we are living a borrowed, like we are taking from the strength of Christ to fight the devil. But because if it's left with us fighting the devil, like, you're not winning any battle. Sometimes, some of us, when we sleep, we just say, Father God, once I can't sleep, protect me, blah, 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 when you sleep. You don't know what happens when you sleep. That only that small prayer that you prayed, and God is using that small prayer, and it's like God has magnified that. It's like when you are being bullied, and let's say every time you go to school and you have a bully who has been bullying you every time, you are sad every time. Then one day your big brother tells you that today I'm coming to follow you to school. You see the boldness to go to school because you know that now my big brother is behind me. We may go and call the bully and say, "Yo, Charlie, today I'll come." You see, because now you know that we are not strong by ourselves, we are strong through Christ who is behind us. Christ has promised that he's going to stand by you every time. But the devil wants you to take your focus on your doubt and focus on your problem so that you leave. It's like when a bird is flying, a hawk is flying over his cheek, the cheeks, the hen and the chicks, and leave covering. That's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants to distract you so that you leave church by creating small, small, small things. So you'll be there, then you hear that this person has said this about me. See, the devil is speaking through the person to do that. The devil is not interested in you, the person. The devil is interested in the person, you, your faith. You, saying you at the end of the day, leaving Christ, and at the end of the day, you being with him. His judgment has been sealed. The Bible says that he is going to the lake of, he knows. And he's not the only person who wants to go to the lake of fire. He's looking for people who will join him. Because why? Why would God make him me? Why? Let's say me, I'm the devil. Why? God, why? What am I? Me, Ted, I'll go to the lake of fire. So then, if that is the case, the people you love, I'm going to make sure that they too will show you that why you love them, it is wrong. We all. And you do that by inspiring some of us. Come and whisper, have you seen this person? The dress, he was not nice. You go and say it. After saying it, he will leave you. That's what the devil does. Discourse. After saying it, then he leaves you. And after leaving you, then you yourself will start saying it, spreading it, and now the devil is done. He's going to disturb another person. And that is his job. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion, meaning, you know what it means? It means that as he's there, the devil is seeking. So he's looking for a chance. That's why the Bible says, give the devil no chance. So immediately you open the door in your life, the devil is not going to believe. The sharpest thing you do is to enter your life. He's not even going to say, oh, you have opened the door. That's why when God casted the demons out of the people, when they came out and they saw that, this person is still like that, they invited seven more powerful demons to enter him. Because he knows that you, the door that you've opened, instead of you to close it, you didn't close it. You opened it, and now the devil saw that once I entered, I was able to be casted out. So now I'm going to call seven more powerful demons like me to come and enter you. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want us to stand up. I hope you are blessed.